fundraising, honouring Dad's spirit of adventure with my own. Inspired by his dad's love of adventure, Michael set out on an epic bike ride to Vietnam, taking 11 months to travel through 21 countries, over 17,000 kilometres, raising £38,000. Michael Aquilina's dad, Peter, was diagnosed with PSP in 2018 and sadly died in April 2023 at 64. Michael wanted to do something to give back to the charity that supported his family during his dad's illness. In 2021, he ran the London Marathon for PSPA, raising £18,000. And in 2024, inspired by his dad's love of adventure, Michael set out on an epic bike ride to Vietnam, taking 11 months to travel through 21 countries, over 17,000 kilometres, raising £38,000. Here he tells his story. We grew up with Dad always doing something. He was by no means an action man, but his passion for cycling, sailing and skiing all showed his thrill-seeking side. In his 20s, he sailed across the Atlantic with a friend. That was the kind of man he was, always chasing amazing experiences, and he raised us to love the outdoor adventures too, so I guess his love of adventure rubbed off on me. In my 20s, I started doing more long-distance cycling, weekend trips with friends, camping wherever we could. I started to think about a bigger trip. The seed was sown by Dad, who told the story that if he hadn't sailed the Atlantic, he was toying with cycling to Vietnam. PSP slowly took everything away from Dad. If there was anything I've learned, it was to live life now. In April 2024, I set out on my bike from my family home in London. Through France, Italy and Croatia, it was all very pleasant and familiar. It was when I reached Albania, crossing from Montenegro, where it felt like I'd truly left the familiarity of Western Europe behind. The further east I went, the landscapes became bigger, endless, more remote. I loved being in the mountains. Pakistan's mountains were punishing. The views and vastness were exhilarating. In Tajikistan, I cycled up passes 4,600 metres in elevation, camping out near the Chinese border in a graveyard for shipping containers where temperatures dropped to minus 5°C. There was a small yurt filled with passing truck drivers where I spent the evening eating plov, drinking tea and staying warm before braving the tent for the night. The unforgettable hospitality in the most remote places never ceased to amaze me. The deserts were beautiful, but brutally unforgiving. I crossed the vast expanses of Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan in the height of summer through 40-degree heat that sapped my energy. There were some real lows. In Turkey, I was hit hard by illness, and when I was in Tajikistan, I was in a remote mountain village too weak to go on. The climb ahead was impossible in that state, so I made the difficult call to turn back. Fortunately, there was a basic homestay in the nearest village, and with no common language, just a count of how many times I went to the toilet in 24 hours, the homestay owner managed to convey to the village doctor how I was feeling. She hooked me up to a drip and slowly strength began to return. After some rest, I was able to get back on the bike and carry on. India was a sensory explosion, beautiful chaos. The infrastructure was tough with bad, bumpy roads. It always felt you were in an uphill battle to make any real progress, but it was quite unlike anywhere else. Luckily, I was joined by a few good friends to get me through this section, or else I'd probably still be there. I had friends and family joined throughout the trip. My girlfriend rode through the desert in July. My mum visited me in Croatia, and a friend met me on the finish line in Vietnam. I'd expected loneliness to be a bigger challenge. 9 hours a day on a bike, limited conversation, but in reality I thrived in that solitude. The simplicity of it gave me clarity. My life revolved around eating, staying hydrated, cycling and finding somewhere to camp, nothing more. Dad would have loved the route, the encounters, the landscape. He would have wanted to hear every detail. The support I've had was incredible. I'm delighted to have raised so much money for PSPA. I returned home in March and life has suddenly slowed down. No more checkpoints, no more daily climbs. It's disorienting going from that single-minded purpose to everyday life. The world is vast and full of generosity. The places you have the biggest preconceptions about often provide the kindest, most eye-opening experiences. Seeing it on a bike is one of the best ways to experience it. Every 20 metres brought something new. PSP has shown me how precious life is. It also gave me a sense of purpose and drive to do something like this before it's too late. I'd expected loneliness to be a bigger challenge. 9 hours a day on a bike, limited conversation, but in reality, I thrived in that solitude.